teach you four simple words, so that the next time you come to a show, you could sing those words back at me, like they're the only words that you know.
Yeah. Sleeping Souls. Thank you very much for being here on the show. It's been a while since we came through Boston. And you know, it's not that I forgot about you guys or anything, but every fucking time we walk out on the stage in this city, it's like, oh, we're in Boston. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. You guys are awesome. How you doing? We are ecstatic to be here on a number of different levels. Welcome to show number 2633. More importantly, as you probably know, I'm engaged in a tour idea right now that could best be described as stupid. I'm playing all 50 American states in 50 days. This is state number 6. State number 6! The perfect number, we're kind of warmed up and we're not tired. We're ready for you people, alright? Listen up, it's been a while. You might have heard me say it before, I'm gonna say it again. There are two rules of my shows. Rule number 1, don't be a dickhead. Somebody screw it up. Don't be that guy. And I use the word guy advisedly. Don't be that guy tonight, friends. It's really simple. All I mean is that if we choose to be, we are a community, right? We can look out for each other. And what that means is, if the person standing next to you is in trouble, if they fall down, if they're getting harassed, if they're not having fun, we can politely ask them if they're okay and step in and help them out if that's appropriate. We can do that together with each other without external sources of authority. We can look out for each other. Rule number 1, don't be a dickhead. Rule number 2, if you know the words, do something we've heard. We got a fucking sing along. Let's try this one.
Yeah.
talking about the last 2 years, because we all know what happened, and we all know it was shit. Thank you. But what I do want to do is for all of us here tonight, everybody, Babneys, hello, Babneys. All the people in the back, two cool people from the back. What I want is for everybody to just take a second to look around. We're a fucking rock and roll show. We're a pop rock show. Didn't you miss this? God damn it, I missed you people. I really, really mean that. I really fucking missed you. Thank you for still being here. 2 years later, 2 years. 3 even. That's a long time to not do something, and we all get out of practice, and that's okay, and I'm your friend. Some of you might be rusty about being at the show. Some of you might be nervous. Some of you might have acquired some lockdown pounds. I know I have. Normalised lockdown fat. But anyway, I'm your friend. I'm going to help you guys get back into this shit together, okay? We're going to do this together? So what I'm going to see is a big circle in the middle of the crowd, right? And when I say, let's start doing this now, a big circle, I want to see a really fucking big circle, yeah? I want to see a Massachusetts circle in the middle of this crowd. See, that's kind of like a Vermont circle right now. Back it up, back it up, back it up, make it bigger, make it bigger. So listen up, the folks on the edge, of the circle. Starting with the guy in the Avail t-shirt, who's my new hero right here. Avail t-shirt and glasses. So listen, I want you guys to start walking slowly in an anti-clockwise direction around the edge of the circle. Real slow, like you're strolling on a Sunday afternoon. Just real, even slower than this. Just chill the fuck out. That's good. Slowly.
And you sing
slowly.
The perfect way for the evening to begin.
Faster.
The world play.
Faster.
And everybody will sing.
Faster.
The perfect way for the evening to begin. Watch it out. Watch out. Most of all, I will
The tour bus left him behind. Fucking, this is a true story. Tour bus left him behind. Bus driver drove off and left him by the side of the fucking venue in the middle of the night at Winchester. And I'd been to the show and I was hanging around and I was just kicking around the back of the venue and had a baseball. And I just threw this baseball towards this little hut and it threw straight back at me again. And I was like, what the fuck? There's a little fella in there. So I went and got some candy, made a little trail back to my house, and Callum came to live with me for a while. And I had a cut on my finger and he sorted that right out, let me tell you. And then my family were pretty cool with the whole thing. Unfortunately, the FBI less so. And so after a while, they sent some of the kind of men in black around to kind of get Callum because they weren't happy with him living in my house. for reasons that were unclear at the time and remain unclear now. Anyway, we had to escape! So, it's a true story! I had to escape! So I got in my bike, found a little basket in the front, and I wrapped him up in a towel. It was like, Alan Burn home. And we cycled off, and then we flew through the air. True story! Flew through the air. Until, finally, we found his tour bus. We found his tour bus, and I gave him back to his people, and he continued with the tour. And that's the true story of how I met Callum. And then 18 months ago, I needed a new drummer, and I called him up, and here he is. On drums, Mr. Callum Green! Anyway, listen up, we put out a new record in February this year, and we're going to play some songs on that record tonight. It's a punk rock song about having a good day in the middle of a bunch of bad days. I wrote this song in Boston in 2019, the song called Punches.
Everyone!
we had some other bands up here already this evening, huh? That's right. You guys enjoy your evening so far, yeah? Let's talk about this for a little bit. All the way from Colchester, England, on their first ever American tour. First up, give it up for Pet Needs! We fucking love them. They're making great strides. They'll be in the merch table. Go and help them out. Buy a t-shirt, buy a CD, help them get to the next show. And you can tell your friends in 5 years' time that you saw them first in Boston, all right? That's going to be fucking worth something. Pet Needs! And then from very far away from Colchester, all the way from Los Angeles, some dear friends of ours, one of my fucking favorite bands. Let's hear it for the Bronx!
Yeah!
I'm genuinely scared to go on after the Bronx every fucking day. And I think they're fucking incredible. Pet Needs in the Bronx, two incredible bands doing the whole tour. Let's hear it for those guys, come on! And we'll talk about Avail in a little bit, because I've got a story I've got to tell you. We will get to that. But in the meantime, this is another new song. This song's about my dad. I had a terrible relationship with my dad for the first 35 years of my life. It was really shit. And then it changed in the most unexpected way. And it's a true story, but it blows my mind even just saying this now in front of my Boston friends. About 5 years ago, my dad came out as a transgender woman by the name of Miranda. Yeah. She's out and proud, goddamn. And that's, which is amazing and awesome, and I'm very happy about that. But also, for the first time in 40 years on this planet, I have a relationship with my dad. We're friends with each other now. She's pretty cool. And that's brand new in my life. Really, I can't tell you how new that is in my life. But I wanted to sing you a song about this, if that's okay with you guys, Boston. I know it's a new song. It's got a sing-along part. We want you to sing it. I know that not everyone's going to know it yet. So, Mr. Benjamin Lloyd on the electric guitar. There he is. Ben is going to... He's so nice. And he likes you so much. Boston, he really likes you. He likes you so much, he's going to show you how the sing-along part goes using his electric guitar before we play the song. Are you fucking ready? That part again. Thank you.
things on the best night, so she can always run. She can get up, shower, and have an ounce of beef, cause we keep having to do things that we need to do. Waking up and not following through, it feels like I haven't slept too long. When I wait to a silence that she's facing the wall, the posters are dealing with a heavy weight. She comes for a seven state. She says you just can't live this way.
Thank you, friends. How are we doing? And the keys, Mr. Manners here. And on the bass guitar, the one and only Mr. Taryn Anderson. If you've seen us play before, and I believe that some of you have, you will know that one of the things that's different after the last 2 years away is that Mr. Taryn Anderson now has a vocal microphone. And what that means is, after 15 years of us touring together, and he's been holding it all inside, he's finally at liberty to speak his truth to the people of Boston, should he so wish. This next song is a song about a friend of mine. Who's a guy who played in a band called Frightened Rabbit. His name is Scott Hutchison. And he's a good friend of mine. Does anyone here know Frightened Rabbit? You know the music?
Yes!
If you don't, you should check them out. They're fucking awesome. One of my favorite bands. Sadly, as I'm sure many of you know, 4 years ago, Scott took his own life. And I miss that motherfucker every day. And saying that on stage breaks my fucking heart every time I have to say it.
Right?
So I wrote him a song, yeah? And so it's a song that's about death, and it's about loss, and it's about grief, and it's about suicide. So from some angles, yeah, it's a sad fucking song, friends. But from other angles, hopefully, it's also a happy song. Because Scott was my friend. He was one of the best fucking people I ever met in my life. He was a shining beacon of joy and love and friendship and music and hope. So it's a song about my friend. It's a celebration of my friend. This song is called A Wave Across a Bay. I spoke with Scott last night. I was tired, but I wasn't sleeping. Despite what you think, I wasn't drinking. I was just finally ready to listen, and he was there alright. No, he'd probably kill me just for saying this, given how the both of us are atheists. But there it is. There must have been a moment just before you hit the water when you were filled with a sense of peace and understanding. Slowly out to sea and always smiling. you see that? You might have missed it. The Stage Ninjas. But that's my crew, friends. That's my crew. And they're the people. They're our family. We sleep in the same rolling dormitory we have done for fucking decades. They look after us. They know how this shit works. Without our crew, the five of us musicians would be idiots standing in the dark in the same place in silence day after day after day, wondering what the fuck was going on. We can't do it without our crew. And not just our crew, everybody working the venue, security, bar staff, audio techs, everyone working the venue. Let's hear it for another, let's hear it for the crew, let's go! Hey, you guys catch a veil earlier? You guys see the veil? I fucking saw a veil. For the first time in 20 fucking years. Last time I saw that band was roughly 2002. I saw them a lot when I was growing up, and it is one of the honors of my fucking life to play on the same stage as a veil. That means an enormous amount to me. Clearly there was some kind of error in the running order this evening because they should not fucking play before me. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the veil! A quick veil-related story that will segue us neatly into this next song. This next song's about my wife. Yeah, I got married 2 years ago. Best thing I ever fucking did. Heartily recommend it. I mean, not my wife specifically. Get your own fucking wife. But anyway. And so my wife is awesome and amazing, and she's very tolerant, and she is learning to love punk rock. But she did not grow up with punk rock. And after we got married, we went on our honeymoon, obviously. And we had a holiday booked. We went to Italy. It was amazing. And after the wedding was in play, and the honeymoon was booked, and it was all good to go, a veil announced a reunion tour on the east coast of the United States at the same time as my honeymoon. And I turned to my wife-to-be, and I said, "So, honey." And she said, "Go fuck yourself. You'll see him another time," is what she said. And I fucking did! This just goes to show, she's always fucking right. This song's about my wife, it's called "There She Is." I have wandered through the dark, through the dirt, outside. And in the end I came back to the start. And I stumbled, Lord knows how I stumbled. I slipped to myself, no help from anyone else. I fell in love, I was humble. There she is. Isn't she everything? There she is. Isn't she everything? Down at the bottom, found things I'd forgotten. Despite all the time, I couldn't learn and I could learn. And this time, I'm gonna hold on to her. I'm gonna forgive myself and then ask for forgiveness. Crossing my fingers and toes, cause God only knows I need this. Lord, I need this. There she is. Isn't she everything? There she is. Isn't she everything? Isn't she everything I need? I need someone who would believe me. I need someone who would believe me. I need her. Everything I need is someone who would believe me. I need someone who would believe me. I need anything you need. Tattooed on my arm at the time. For Lost Evenings. Is anyone here in Lost Evenings? That was a good fucking time, right? This song's about tattoos. This song's about tattoos. Oh, it's payday. Yes, it's payday. I've got a paycheck from the man. So many jobs that I can get these days, with these marks all over my hands. But I'm gonna take that check and I'm gonna head across the track to the wrong side of the town. I'm gonna open the door, I'm gonna pass it through all of that familiar buzzing needle sound. Some of the things that I believed back then. Oh, the ink has started running and my skin has started sagging, and I've got bunny tattoos with people who aren't my friends. Oh, I've even got black X's from back when I was straight edge. So crack open a beer, friends. Let's make a pledge. If we had the luck to live our lives a second time through, we'd be sure to get the same tattoos. I was worried that the moment might pass, the world would calm down. and I wouldn't be able to play this song anymore. Now, as it turned out, that's not what happened.
That was just a prelude!
And I think it's fair to say that the world has done anything except for calm down in the interim period. And that is fucking bad news, friends. Genuinely, it really is. It's bad news for the world, for society, for our children, all the rest. But it's also good news for my career as a songwriter. Because it means for once, I called it right. Which is a mixed blessing. The song's called Be More Kind. The story's been leaning on me lately. I can feel the future breathing down my neck. And all the things I thought were true when I was young and you were too turned out to be broken. And I don't know what comes next. In a while, woman has decided that it's going to lose its mind. Be more kind, my friends. Try to be more kind. Let's see your lights. Starting raising walls around the world now. My cackle drapes upon a cornered cat. In our heads between things that can and can't be said. We stop talking to each other. There's something wrong with that. So before we go out searching down this side, what you will find. Be more kind, my friends. Try to be more kind. That's beautiful. You should know.
Try to be more kind.
Shoes, it would be Crocs. But here's the thing, first of all, Tim Barry was wearing Crocs all fucking day today, so. But secondly, I didn't want to make that kind of record. I wanted to make a fucking punk rock record. If this record was a pair of shoes, it'd be a pair of steel cap DM boots! Yeah. So we're gonna play a hardcore punk song. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this is state number 6 of 50 today, friends, right? And thus far I've been to all of the states we've played at least once before. But I've been trying to educate myself, and I've been trying to learn the state mottos, right? Now, after a couple of days, it became apparent that some of them are better suited to shout in the breakdown before you play a hardcore song than others, right? New Hampshire. Doing pretty well.
All right.
It's real time! That works. Maine.
Joe Krieger.
Not good for hardcore. Math rock program. So we've been going through one of them with Vermont's Freedom and Unity. That was pretty good. You can shout that out. Now, Massachusetts. Anyone up here, Tarrant, you know what the state motto of Massachusetts is? Care to hazard a guess?
The spirit of
America.
It's in
Latin. It's Ense petit placidam sub libertate quieta. And that is why I'm thinking that it was shipping up to Boston.
Whoa!
Any idea what that means?
Get that shit!
It means, by the sword we seek peace. But no man on liberty. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, it's not a sentiment like that I disagree with. But Massachusetts, the state motto is a time for concision. I mean, pithy, you know? And short and to the point. Maybe not as short as deer ago. But I reckon you guys could trim that down a little bit. I mean, just sublimitate creative or something like that, yeah? That's for next time. Also, if I shout this before a song, it's kind of got to be a black metal song, right? You guys ready for a black metal song? And say, Patrick Placidan, sublimitate creative.
Yeah.
Listen up, Austin. Let's finish this song in style. I want everybody to sing along. I want everybody to jump the fuck up and down. Now, it's an easy thing to say, but let me specify. There's three groups of people in this room tonight. The first group, people who are already jumping up and down. I like you guys. You're cool. You're my friends. The second group of people are people who, for whatever reason they have, are not able or not comfortable to jump up and down in a public space. And you guys, you're cool, and we're friends, and we're on the same team. However, there's a third group of people in this room. And that's the people who aren't jumping up and down because they can't be fucking bothered. People are jumping up and down because they are. Oh, you had a long week. You're tired, your shoes are hurting, the show's been going on a while. You got some lockdown pounds that are holding you back. And I'm here to tell you, room free, that those excuses in this room on this evening will not fucking stand. Right? We're all gonna jump. Good fucking time. Are you with me, Buster?
I'm not afraid to die.
Yes, Boston! You fucking guys, you're amazing. Thank you. I know I've said this on stage before in Boston. I promise you I've not said it anywhere else. You guys, this is the best compliment I can play. This feels like a fucking hometown show to me. Thank you very much for coming to the show this evening. We appreciate it enormously. Thank you. Also, a quick thank you to everybody at Roadrunner. I know this place is new, but the people building this place have good in their hearts. They're all friends of ours, and I think this is a really cool room. Let's hear it for people. And people investing money in music venues, please come to England. So I've been doing this for a while now, yeah? This is my 17th year of touring as a solo artist. And that means that 15 years ago I played my first show in Massachusetts, which was in a dorm room at UMass. To about six people, two of whom were English. But it was a good fucking show. Yeah, man, we've done a lot of shows since then, and thank you all very, very much for sticking with over the years. But this is the thing, I've been doing this for a long time. It's my 24th year as a touring musician. And I've been around for fucking ages, and I've been everywhere. And today, the strangest thing happened. We pulled up in Massachusetts again. We pulled up in Boston again for the fucking 400th time, or whatever it is, we played it. And we loaded our equipment in, and we set it all up, and then the doors came around, and you guys came. You came to the show. You fucking showed up. After all of these years and all of these shows, you guys showed up for the fucking show, and I cannot tell you how fucking surprised and how grateful I am for that very fucking fact. Thank you so much, Boston! I'm gonna take any of this shit for granted. This song's for you. So it's called The Battle with Me and My Friends. Thinking about you, and you know you like. want one more fucking song. You want to tell him two more fucking songs. You want to hear a fucking punk rock song.